The New Hampshire presidential primary is just over 2 weeks away, which means campaigns are beginning to make their final pitches to voters. Today, we're looking closer at the two campaigns that have spent the longest time building organizations in the state, those of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. NHPR's Sarah Gibson has been spending time on the trail with the Warren campaign, where canvassers, volunteers, and staffers are putting their ground game to work.
We can fill in some of the seats up here.
Volunteer Bill Rubin has been teaching monthly night schools at Warren's Concord office, where he delves deep into one of Warren's policy plans. Tonight, it's corruption.
The purpose of this really is, when you're talking to other voters about Elizabeth, to know about her policy. She has a lot of policies. I know they're fairly dense.
The presentation is also dense. There's more than an hour of PowerPoint slides, lots of numbers, and at the end, Robin urges volunteers to get out and knock on doors.
No matter what the polls say, most people are still either undecided or may change their minds. So we need to be there talking to them when they change their minds.
What moves most of us are heart-to-heart conversations, for that our own ideas are heard and seen.
Kim Gillis is one of the volunteers here. She says until recently, the script for canvassers has been focused less on asking people to vote for Warren and more on asking them, what's important to you?
What are you most worried about at this time for our country? And so people will often say things like health care, sometimes getting money out of politics, corruption.
Are you ever like, there's a plan for that specific
thing? Well, I say, well, of course she has a plan for that. And, you know.
Once Gillis learns the top issues for a voter, she marks that in a version of the campaign app Minivan, which other Democratic campaigns are also using. And the next person to contact this same voter picks up where Gillis left off, discussing the issue and what Senator Warren would do to fix it. But to really understand how the Warren campaign is targeting voters, you have to visit one of her town halls. At a recent one in Milford, volunteers armed with clipboards line the entrance, asking everyone to sign in via text.
Text that to basically
RSVP to the event.
Yeah. Get campaign information.
Reminders of new plans coming out, you know, all that jazz.
These events aren't just pep rallies. They're methodical organizing tools. The campaign gets people's contact information and texts them within an hour of the event.
Hello, Milford!
Another tool for the campaign, selfies with Warren after her speech.
And then at the end, we will do the most important part of democracy, the selfie line.
Warren's national campaign manager, Roger Lau, says they take advantage of this line, where people can number in the hundreds, to get a pulse on what's important to voters and to recruit supporters.
So while people are waiting in line, you know, it's an incredible opportunity for our organizers, you know, to engage with them again. Hey, what'd you think of the town hall? Hey, that was a great question you asked about, you know, climate change. Can we share with you the senator's plan? Hey, can we sign you up for a shift?
And once people express interest, they get a lot of attention from the campaign. Sporting a long gray beard and a t-shirt with a satellite photo of the Earth, retired postal worker Michael Ward tells me he was a Biden supporter, but then he met some Warren staffers at a local Democratic event. They asked him out for coffee and eventually convinced him to start canvassing with them.
And have you volunteered for other campaigns in
the
past?
No, this is my maiden voyage.
When he's not going door to door, Ward, like a number of volunteers I met, connects to the campaign app and makes calls from home.
Oh, it's great because, for me, I'm comfortable in my fuzzy slippers and jammies sitting at my computer, and I'm just talking the issues with the voters.
And in the final weeks of the campaign, Ward's script is changing, away from open-ended discussion of the issues and towards a clear pitch that whatever a voter's concern, Warren has a plan for it, and she's the best choice on February 11th. And if that voter is all in for Warren, Ward will ask them to volunteer, just like him, to get out the vote. Sarah Gibson, NHPR News.
And a reminder, you'll always find much more primary coverage online at nhpr.org.